And to name is to learn the language of paradise. This naming work never ends for all the children of Adam. Naming defined an identity, our identity, God's. It's late, and in the lamplight, when the bones finally rest, I read and turn a page and run unexpected into these words. Now in the Bible, a name reveals the very essence of a thing, or rather, its essence as God's gift. To name a thing is to manifest the meaning and value God gave it, to know it as coming from God, and to know its place and function within the cosmos created by God. To name a thing, in other words, is to bless God for it and in it. I read the words again. The heart palpitates hard. I don't hear the clock or the slush hum of the dishwasher. All I can see, think, is that my whim writing of 1,000 gratitudes, the naming of the moments, this is truly a holy work. This naming really does call now a gift of God. I read again, to name a thing is to manifest the meaning and value God gave it. I look at a day, a thing, an event in front of me, and it may look man estrange. What is it? But when I name it, the naming of it manifests its meaning. To know it comes from God. This is gift. Naming is to know a thing's function in the cosmos. To name is to solve mystery. In naming that which is right before me, that which I'd otherwise miss, the invisible becomes visible. The space that spans my inner emptiness fills in the naming. I name, and I know the face I face. God's. God is in the details. God is in the moment. God is in all that blurs by in a life, even hurts in a life. God. How can I not name? Naming these moments may change the ugly names I call myself. I put a pen to a journal to name solve, and I shake it when it runs dry, trace circles, and I coax out ink. Some days I coax hard. I'm tired. I don't know if it's the way the honey light runs down the walls and sticks to all the dust lying still on every surface, or if a fog films over the eyes, or if I'm just plain deceived. But that morning, the washing machine hums early, and the kids, all six, already...